we're gonna go after him. It's Valentine's Day. Let's love on Jesus, pour out our oil on him, because he deserves it. He's so good and so worthy. Jesus, thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you so much for being with us, for being right here and right now. There's so much of your presence, God. I just honor your name right now. I welcome your name. Pop, let every heart in humility and like just genuinely focus on you tonight and just serve you, love on you, be with you, become one with you. Holy Spirit, we just surrender this night, this platform to you. Thank you so much for everything you have done for us. Thank you for what you are doing in us, through us, around us. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we're just gonna love on you tonight. We're gonna worship you tonight. We're gonna serve you with all that we are. You created us for worship. You created us for your glory. You created us to be one with us. Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Oh my yes, Satana Narieleka Subaroloria Satana Naria Soto Doroleka Shkatira. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We just enter your gates with praise and thanksgiving. You are so worthy, my King. You are so worthy. You are our lover. You are our friend. You are our God. You are our King. You are so many names. This is so wild. In the Old Testament, generations knew you as only one God, either Yahweh or Jehovah. We know you as in so many different perspectives and so many different names of you that we know. We're just gonna literally focus on you as Yahweh tonight, as a lover of our souls. We're gonna focus on you for who you are. Holy Spirit, we just trust you right now. We just humbly surrender to you, into your presence right now, into your hands right now. Lead every person, lead us corporately, lead us individually. To your beautiful heart, whatever your heart's desire is for tonight, we just say yes to it. We yield to it. We embrace you right now, Holy Spirit. We embrace you right now, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And they cry. Release the glory. He's riding because you are worthy, because you are worthy. Our church, we will learn. I know we will learn one day how to praise. We will learn one day how to praise our King who has done so much for you. Oh, he deserves more. He deserves more. He deserves more than this church. He deserves more. He deserves more. Oh, go wild in your praise. Stop being ashamed of people. Stop. Impress others around you. Go higher in praises. Go higher. Oh, we glorify you. We release our praises tonight, Lord. We glorify your name, Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you. us your signs.
Thank you.
was just standing there, I feel like God is releasing a spirit of joy. Some of you need some refreshment. You've been tired of past season. There is so much residue left from previous season. Let's just get into praise and we'll just release the dance of joy and dance of praise. And I will feel like some of you will get your breakthrough that you've been longing for through the praise, dance, and worship. Let's just get in the spirit of joy and release this dance and praise for Him. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for joy. We thank you for supernatural joy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you feel like you want to dance, just break out and dance and start praising Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like there is a freedom comes to this place. Freedom to praise. Freedom to praise. Freedom to love. Freedom to worship Him. Just break.
Jesus is so many names. He's Yahweh. He's Rapha. He's I Am. This is probably one of my favorites. He's I Am. Jesus is I Am. Past, present, future. There's so many things for us to worship Him for. I agree with Sveta. Literally, worship is easy. You just focus on Him and you get undone in His presence. Jesus, I am. I just ask that your eternal name fills this place and this heart. Papa, every heart in this place gets filled. Whatever people are sufficient in, that I am fills it all. Every gap, every need, everything I am just fills it. Jesus, in the Old Testament one, Moses came and told the Israelites about how much God sees everything, how much He cares about them, how much He loves them. Their reaction was to worship Him, worship the Almighty, worship the I Am. That's exactly what it looks like for us so many years back and decades. Our reaction is the same. Jesus, You are beautiful. You are glorious. You are wonderful. You are all in all for us. You are so good. You are the only one that satisfies us beyond what we can comprehend. You are the true ecstasy. You are King of glory. You are Lord of lords. You are all that we need. You are the I Am. All that we need. That is so big, that is so deep, that is so wide, that is so good. Jesus, to You be glory, to You be honor. We're just in love with You right now. Thank You, my King. Thank You, my King, for breathing in this place right now. For breathing and hovering in this place over every heart. Be undone, Jesus. Emaya Satana Narire Gosora, Jesus. Jesus. I just keep on feeling it throughout this prayer. If you need something, start declaring His name, I Am, because in that I Am and that eternal name is the substance of exactly what you need. I Am. We just release Your name, I Am, Jehovah, over this atmosphere, over this region, over every single place that is in need right now of your presence, of your glory, of the manifestation of who you are. We just release your name, Jesus. We release your names, all of them, my King. Oh, Jesus. You are so good. You are so big. Thank you for letting us see it. Thank you for letting us experience it. Thank you for letting us truly experience it corporately together, not only individually, that we can come together in one voice, cry out, Jesus, Jesus, Messiah, Jesus, Jesus, you are worthy, Jesus, you are worthy. Every knee bows down before you, Jesus, our eternal King, our beautiful King. Come on, there is just so much. Let's just go back to literally what we were, praising Him and worshiping Him because He's good. You're worthy, Jesus. Your beautiful King, we just pour out everything that we are on you right now, all of our oil, all of our lives and energy. You deserve it, King of glory. You deserve it, Jesus. Yes, you deserve it. Human words can't explain it, but we just worship you in spirit and in truth. We just worship you with our hearts. We just worship you with what we are and what we have. We just worship you, my King. You are a limitless God. We are limited people, my King, and we just give you glory and honor with what we have. And that's so precious to you. That's so big to you, my King. I know it. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy. You are King of glory. Have your glory, my Jesus. Have your glory. Have your glory, Papa. Have your glory in our lives. Have your glory in this place. Have your glory, Papa, in our cities. Have your glory, my Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy. Have your glory, King.
Fill
This house, you are doing something new with these people, and I know we are stepping into the new countdown. I know something new is coming so big it will blow our minds away. I know we are about to experience reality of heaven like we've never before. Release the scripture over this house and over every family, and watching us. I want to read Isaiah 65, starting verse 18, over every single one of us today. As you wait for the reality of what I am creating, be filled with joy and unending gladness. Look, I am ready to create Jerusalem as the source of sheer joy, and her people an absolute delight. I will rejoice in this new Jerusalem and find great delight in my people. You will no longer hear the sound of weeping or cries of distress. No baby will die in infancy there, and everyone will live out their lifespan. For when centenarians die, they will be considered youngsters, and anyone who dies earlier will be considered of no account. People will build their own houses to live in, and they will not be taken over by someone else. They will plant their own vineyards to enjoy, and they will not be confiscated by someone else. They will live long lives like age-old trees, and my chosen ones will enjoy to the fullest the work of their hands throughout their lives. They will neither work in vain for someone else, nor will their children face disaster, for they will be children and grandchildren who are blessed by Yahweh. So I just want to release this blessing of Yahweh over you, and just we take it, we receive it.